Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free, and things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country, and there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome back to the second half of Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Along with me and across the boards, Big Daddy Tim Dennis is sitting in with me, our producer and co-host. How you doing, Big Daddy?
Hey there, little guy.
So interesting about the astral projection angle on stuff, huh?
Very much so, yeah.
I really like that David Warner, our first guest, had a different take on things and was, you know, coming at it from more of a spiritual point and how he's been able to use that to help people in hospice that are ready to cross over. Good talk, David. I appreciate you being on the show. Thank you. I'm excited. I want to get into this next guest, though. Boy, if you're a fan of Ghost Hunters and you're a fan of all these paranormal shows cropping up, there was a show that popped up not too long ago on the Sci-Fi channel called Ghost Adventures. And, you know, I TiVo'd the show. I didn't want to watch it until we were able to get these guys on our show and talk to them about it because I wanted it to be fresh. And, you know, I had my trepidations because there's so many different paranormal shows that seem to be running the same gamut, doing the same thing and collecting very thin evidence. Mm-hmm. And, wow, what a cool show. This was very, very cool. And we've got on the show with us tonight Zach Bagans. I'm sorry, that's right. See, Zach, I told you I'd botch it. We have Zach, okay. Zach Bagans here from the lead investigator from Ghost Adventures, where you were out in Virginia City, correct?
Yes.
And you were investigating on that special. And wow, my God, you guys got some of the best paranormal activity I've ever seen on any of the specials, on any of the TV shows.
Yeah,
that is by far some of the most impressive footage I've ever seen.
Yeah, well, thank you. You know, that documentary that aired, that was basically about almost 3 years worth of investigations. That basically highlighted the best evidence that we captured from in that period of time. In Virginia City, that's some of our most shocking evidence is the full-bodied apparition that we captured at the old Washoe Club.
Now, we've got to say, too, I mean, you're also doing a live event out there in October. So people interested October. Can actually come out and ghost hunt with you. And are you going to have access to all the same places you did on the show?
Yeah, we're going to be there October 12th and 13th. Some of the places that we have 8 locations that are going to be participating. I believe 3 of those are going to be locations that were featured in the film. The Virginia City Cemetery is going to be participating. The Miner's Cabin and the Yellow Jacket Mine at the Gold Hill Hotel, we're going to be doing an investigation there as well. And also the grand finale of the Old Washoe Club.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep.
Now, for people that still may have not seen this, I mean, there are going to be spoilers. We're going to be talking about some of the evidence that you collected, so I just want you to know if you are wanting to keep it, you know, safe and not know if you didn't have a chance to see it. Although, even talking about it, we can't scratch the surface of what it actually looked like. The footage that you collected when... now, who was it? Was it you that had just left the room, and then
that was my
Nick,
that,
right?
That was my friend Nick Groff.
Okay, right. So Nick had just set up a camera, was in that room for a few minutes, and then left to go to do something else. And as he left, within seconds of him leaving, another entity seems to walk through the room.
And that right there is why we always, whether it be by ourself,
right,
or whether it's just the other investigator, Aaron, our camera tech, whether it's whoever it is, when we're doing EVPs, we always set a camera up, and we try and cover the whole room while we're doing EVPs. I mean, EVPs, what are you trying to do? You're trying to communicate with a spirit, and, if that spirit does manifest itself, while it's trying to possibly speak back to you and respond to your questions, more than likely we're hopefully going to capture that manifestation on our infrared cameras. And with the instance in the ballroom at the old Washoe Club, that's exactly what Nick did. He set up a camera in that room to cover the entire room. And while he was walking in there, he kept himself on camera, and that's when we captured the apparition. So that's what we do in a lot of cases, and pretty much all of our cases when we do EVP work is make sure we have that camera set up to not only capture an EVP, but to also the hope in capturing an apparition or any other kind of anomalies on camera. So that's what occurred.
Now, out of all the years that you've investigated and done paranormal investigations like that, I mean, you hit the holy grail with that. Have you ever had an experience like that before you did this special?
Yeah, I did, and that's what got me into this field. And I had an experience about 5 years ago. And that experience really got me intrigued into this field. Before that, I really didn't believe too much about ghosts, to be honest with you. But I moved to Las Vegas from Detroit, Michigan. And when I lived in Detroit, I lived in a little historic, town called Trenton. It's a little historic shipyard town. And I moved into this really, really old apartment building, and when I moved in there, about a month after I moved in there, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I was working a full-time job at 9 to 5, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, every time, that same exact time, I was woken up by a woman screaming my full name. She would go, "Zachary, Zachary, Zachary," and it was the same time every night, and I would wake up, I'd sit up, and it was really weird, and it kept going on for like 6 or 7 nights straight. And on about that 6th or 7th night, the same thing happened again. She's screaming my name, and I wake up, and I'm sleeping on my stomach. I wake up, I hear it again, and I'm able to look over at my clock while I'm on my stomach, and it's 3 o'clock, and I feel semi-paralyzed, like somebody is on my back and is holding my arms down. My back was completely frozen, and for about 30 seconds, I could not move at all. And after about 30 seconds went by, I was able to flip around, and that's when I saw a figure standing kind of on the corner foot of my bed, and I could tell it was a woman because I could see the outline of her in her hair, and she was kind of a petite person. And when I flipped over and saw this, the figure kind of moved away from my bed in kind of like a diagonal motion, and it was kind of floating, and I got up, and that moment of me looking at this figure, I could feel that figure looking at me. And with what just happened, with me feeling this paralyzed feeling on my back and seeing this figure, that moment, that experience is what got me into this field. And I take that experience, it really wasn't fun for me at that moment, because it did scare the hell out of me. And it was a scary experience because I didn't know what was going on, why was I semi-paralyzed. And I take that experience with me into every investigation that I go to. And it was a life-changing experience for sure.
Did you ever think to set up a recorder in the room,
no,
so that you can
I,
try
I
to see
not,
if you caught the
I didn't
the
go that far. It was about a week after that I moved out of that building.
Wow. All right.
And, yeah, like 2 days after that, I went to my sister's wedding in Hawaii, and I was telling every single person about that experience. And as soon as I got back home, I moved out of that building. It was freaky.
Now, have you ever decided to go back there to try and investigate now that you're kind of doing this?
Yeah, I would love to. And what I did, Dave, is, you know, in the film, I went back there. I basically just went back there by myself. I was visiting family, and I brought a camera with me just to shoot some exteriors of the building to incorporate this in the introduction of the film. And when I went back there, the maintenance guy, he was renovating my apartment. He came out. He was wondering what the hell I was doing. So I went in there and I started talking to him, and that's what you see in the film is just me speaking with him about that. And then he, you know, later told me that a long time ago before I moved in there, they found the dead body of a girl in that bathtub.
That's right. I remember that. It's at the beginning. I was still just so thrown by all the stuff that happened in Virginia City. I forgot that that's how the show starts up. Because once you get in there and you start rolling because it's a 2-hour special.
Mm-hmm.
And once you start rolling into the Virginia City stuff, you kind of get caught up in that and totally forget about the beginning. I apologize for that, but you're right. Now that you're repeating that, I remember that because mm-hmm. you were actually, doing it. Yeah.
Well, I think what you meant, though, is would I go back there and do an investigation? And,
right.
I would love to go back there now and do an investigation in that building, in my room.
No.
See if I, you know, I have a connection with that spirit, so, yep.
Do you find yourself, I mean, you guys, you know, were certainly jumpy when you were in the hotel alone,
yep.
which is understandable. I wouldn't pick on you, man. I'm probably one of the first guys that would have been hauling ass over you to get out of there.
Yeah. Well,
but I mean, are you jumpy by nature when you start to do these investigations, or was it
crazy? That is my personality.
Okay.
And when I'm dealing with some of these situations and some of these investigations, like I said, I always take that experience that I had into all these investigations. So I know what it feels like to be uncomfortable with a spirit either touching you or on top of you, or having a spirit make you be can have the power to make you like be semi paralyzed. That is kind of freaky. And you know the Goldfield Hotel when you see the footage you know of the basement, and you know we were totally unexpecting that. I mean, how do you prepare yourself to see something like that? And it is kind of scary, you know.
A lot of people if you would go the opposite direction, unlike you. If they're afraid of something, they don't want to continue to investigate it. They actually, you know, they want to get as far away from that part of the field as they can. How do you rectify that for yourself, that, you know, that it unnerves you and that you are that deeply affected and freaked out by some parts of the paranormal, but that it keeps you going? Is it kind of an adrenaline junkie rush that you're getting?
But it's giving me more answers.
Okay.
It's opened my mind up to a whole other realm of life, to a whole other perspective on life. You know, when I was little, I always had that fear of death. You know, I'd go to bed and I always think about death, and it's just a scary ass thought. You know,
yeah.
And knowing that you know, this experience that I had and the footage and the investigations that we've done in the film and seeing this footage, it's giving me and my, you know, Nick Groff and Aaron, and it's giving us and everyone else that's seeing this answers that there is something. There's something there, but I just don't know how deep we can all go in truly investigating what does happen, you know, after you die, you know. But we know that there is something there, and that something does happen. So that's kind of comforting for me, is knowing that there is something after that. But at the same time, I believe that as in this real reality world, you know, I think, you know, evil does exist in this real world.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us, we don't want to, you know, go next to some serial killers or go sit in a jail cell with a convicted rapist and serial killer. You know, we're not going to sit there and let him, you know, try and harm us. I believe just in the spiritual world, you know, those people die too. And some of those people that are very sinister and evil, you know, they stay. And some of those evil spirits, they can harm you. And we react that way when we feel that we've gone too far. And some of these situations, too, I'd like to tell everybody this as well, too, is when you go in, I believe in some of these investigations and you encounter a very dark, evil spirit, you know, it's not, you're not just looking at what the spirit is doing and you're not just hearing. There's a lot of feel involved in it, too, and I think a lot of people, investigators that are listening, can relate to that. there's a lot, you know, some of these evil entities, they have ways of manipulating your own bodies. They can kind of, you know, touch and, you know, you can feel their presence, and it's a very uncomfortable presence to be around. And sometimes that has an effect on the way that you act. And like in the Goldfield Hotel, when we were in that basement, that feeling, there's just, you could feel the presence of something, and it wasn't good. And it kind of changes your whole demeanor, your whole mindset, and you begin to feel this, and it's very uncomfortable. And sometimes your bodies react in a way that you can't describe or put into terms. And that is a way that both Nick and I had reacted in there. And Nick was kind of opposite. I had, you know, my emotions were just going crazy. And, you know, I don't do that all the time. And he was kind of the opposite. He was just kind of really whacked out of it. Like just someone just sucked all the energy out of him. So we were like opposite spectrums in that situation. And I strongly believe, and I know, that these spirits can really manipulate your bodies. You know, they can almost control the way that you feel and your emotions, and that's kind of, it's kind of uncomfortable sometimes.
Definitely. Well, I know a lot of the, you know, we tend, when we're paranormal investigating, to try to discount our personal feelings because we don't know if it's, well, it's a dark room and we know the story, so we're automatically creeped out. You know, I mean, you've got mm-hmm. that initial factor. How do you separate yourself from, okay, I'm just kind of spooked because I'm in a creepy old hotel where some woman hacked herself to death or was murdered? How do I know that I'm not just reacting to the psychology of it and not reacting to the actual sense that there's something here that is dangerous or something that may be malevolent?
Yeah. Well, again, you know, we've done investigations for over 3 years for this film. You know, I mean, the 3 years of investigations, I mean, 90% of those I wasn't acting like, you know, like I was feeling something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you go in there I'm going to use the Goldfield Hotel as an example again. You know, when we first went in there, you know, we're walking around and, you know, I just don't feel any presences of any spirits or anything like that. And like, I'm just, you can feel that. But, you know, how do I know that it's just not psychology involved? It's brought up on feel, and that's what I believe in. You know, I don't go into every single place and act like, you know, there's a lot of fear involved. It's when you can actually feel the presence of spirits is when I begin to get concerned, and you can almost feel whether it's kind of an evil presence or whatnot. And when you actually see things happen, then those feelings get validated.
Well, I know during the show you were working with the woman who is a sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
What are your normal feelings on working with a sensitive when you do a paranormal investigation? Do you feel that they can taint your experience because their feeling may start to affect your mind and what you're sensing at these events? Or do you think that they're helpful and that they can open up and maybe make it a little bit easier for you to sense the things that are around you?
Well, you know, as in the film, I think you're referring to Virginia, the older lady.
Right.
I think that, you know, she's worked at that hotel for so many years, I mean, almost 60 years.
Right.
I think what we went through with one night, you know, she's been going through instances for that for over a period of 60 years. So I think those experiences have made her more like that, how she is. But in terms of psychics and stuff like that, you know, I'll be honest, I'm not a huge believer in psychics, but some of them do kind of, you know, blow me away. I think, you know, that there are some people that have very sensitive imaginations. And, you know, like I said, some psychics, I do believe in some of them, but I also believe that there are some people with very sensitive imaginations. And when you're doing an investigation with a person like that or something, you know, I think they can have an effect on the overall, you know, sensitivity to the investigations. They can enhance the investigations or get somebody, you know, really involved in the investigations by, you know, constantly, you know, seeing or sensing, you know, particular people by age and stuff like that when they're all around you. So, Yeah, I do see a lot of psychics that I believe that have sensitive imaginations as well.
Sure. Well, Zach, we're going to take our first break here in the second hour. I thank you all for tuning into the show. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. Our guest is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures. You saw him on the Sci-Fi Channel. It's one of the higher-rated shows that they've had out there, blew away on ratings. Really a great special. We're going to be back to talk to him more about his personal experiences during the filming of that show right after this.
The New York Times has raved about the show. The Star Tribune says it's paranormally funny. And the Biscayne Bugle said, how could they put this crap on the air and live with themselves?
I am so sorry for everything that has happened. Because in spite of what Mike says now, it is my fault. Because it was my project. Everything had to be my way. And this is where we've ended up.
Stay tuned. There's more to come from the darkness on the edge of town.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For 58 years, Fate has consistently supplied its loyal readership with a broad array of true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life, and by others just like you who have something dynamic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, archaeological hotspots, alternative science, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Are you tired of reading about what couple in Hollywood is breaking up or divorcing? Have you ever wondered where you can find the news that covers the subjects that you are really interested in? I would like to invite you to visit SupernaturalNews.com. Supernatural News uses the latest internet technology to search for the topics we know you will be interested in reading. News of the latest Bigfoot, UFO, or Loch Ness Monster sightings. Read about the latest conspiracy theories and urban legends. Supernatural News, where belief and reality merge.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you hear loud moans and banging on your walls? Next time, pay for the better hotel room.
Oh, no more Yankee, my Winky. The donga needs food.
Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town with your hosts, Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Our guest this evening for the second hour of the show is Zach Bagans from TV's Ghost Adventures on the Sci-Fi Channel. And Zach, again, you know, we've been talking about the special that you did, the two-hour documentary, and you said that it was over 3 years of filming and 3 years of investigations that put that together. Fantastic job on it. When, if anything, are they going to be showing this again on Sci-Fi, or was it a one-in-and-out kind of deal?
No, they're going to be showing it again, and we believe about six more airings.
Oh,
and
great.
We'll actually know in the next few days when our next airing is going to be. We believe it's going to be in October, but we'll know for sure in the next few days, and we'll post that on our film site, which is myspace.com/ghostadventures.
Great. Well, of course, I got to guess they'd be showing it in October. They'd miss out on a great marketing opportunity to show your special there. I mean, that's got to be stirring up some major interest on you guys, too, to have come up with that. Do you feel, you know, have you taken any negative flack for the evidence that you put on the show?
I mean, when you come out, I guess, with a controversial film like this, and you're dealing with paranormal, and you're presenting some of the evidence on the level that we have, you're going to take the controversy is going to brew. However, our feedback that we got, you know, we'd say 98% of the feedback we got was very positive. And you know, the evidence that we presented, we tried to do everything we can to try and validate it to that next step. So we, you know, we had a video analysis give their thoughts on it, and
right.
We found a physics guy to kind of give his analysis on the brick stuff, and you know, we'd like to have more, because I think that's the biggest thing is what, you know, that's what I would want to see, is seeing these professionals, these third party professionals in video forensics and analysis and physics, you know, I want to see their thoughts and their opinions on the footage. So that's what we try and do with all of our evidence.
Well, now, as a skeptic myself, and again, I'll clarify, I'm not a cynic. I'm a skeptic. I don't buy into everything I always see, especially on TV, because I know the magic of editing, as you know, with filming. Now, one question I do have for you, though, with the apparition that kind of walks through the room right after Nick, now, were the cameras that you were using, were they wireless cameras?
Wireless, yeah, they were infrared wireless cameras.
Now, do you have any fear that if you, I mean, did you have another, I'm sure you did, you had cameras set up in a few different places. How do you know that the frequency or signal wasn't doing a ghost image like back in the day when there wasn't cable TV, Zach, there, you know, the antennas, you know, the rabbit ears on your TV, sometimes you'd pick up ghost images from the other channel. So I'd be watching, you know, the Brady Bunch, and all of a sudden a ghost image of Mary Hart from Entertainment Tonight would be on my screen because the bleeding of the signals. How do you know that it wasn't picking up a signal from a different room, somebody walking across in front of that camera, which was just bleeding over?
Yeah. I think you're talking about, are you talking about wireless cameras that go into a computer hard drive?
Right.
No, we weren't using those. We're just, I thought you meant cameras without wires. We were just using cameras that were taping onto tapes, on hard tapes.
Okay, so they were recording on hard tape. It wasn't like a wireless security feed. Okay,
we weren't that high tech.
Okay, that's going to be in Ghost Adventures too, right?
With the tapes, with the going right to the tapes.
Okay, and then with analyzation too on that, they found, now that was interesting because you did take it to a video expert to have them spectral analyze the video and all that. There was no chance that maybe there was bleed through from something that had been on the tape before.
No, because we do not tape over previous tapes.
Good, that's what I wanted to hear you say.
Yeah, we don't tape over previous footage. We had, I can't count how many boxes of tapes that we had. yeah, we don't do that.
All right, so
we don't tape over other stuff.
Right, and that's an important tip for everybody that's starting off in here. You don't want to use, even in audio tapes, you don't want to use the audio tape
exactly.
more than once. You don't want to use the videotape. And even, Tim, chime in on this for audio version. When you're doing EVP work, if you're going to use the conventional audio tape, mm-hmm. it's probably not a good idea to flip the tape over and record on the other side either, right? Just kind of stick with one side. Because I remember growing up like you before the iPods and all the digital recorders that are out there,
mm-hmm.
there were times, you know, I'd tape on my little Kmart Blue Light special tape, and I'd tape on the other side, and I'd be listening to, you know, Lean on Me, and I'd hear some other song sweating through from the other side in reverse. Do you think that that is a major flaw, Tim?
Not with a better quality tape, but you know.
Hey, don't pick on the Big K, man.
you were recording some pretty cheap songs.
Yes,
pretty
I was.
Cheap tapes,
that was the 80s, man.
Yeah, well, you know.
So, but yeah, it's very important when you're going to be collecting data, don't reuse tapes. And a lot of times, probably even with the audio tape, it's only best to record on one side just to protect yourself so that you're not getting any sounds or bleed through or weird stuff on the other, you know, bleeding through from the other side of the tape. So when you were checking that video footage and you caught it, and I'm sure you do the same thing we all do, right? Then rationality kicks in. You were trying to figure out every way and angle to figure out how that might have happened, what it was. How did you feel when you gave it to this expert and he looked over the videotape and was able to break it down and he said to you, this is crazy. I have no explanation. I mean, was that like a holy beep minute for you or what?
Well, yeah, I mean, Nick and myself and Aaron, I mean, you know, we knew that we were the only three people in the Washoe Club at that time. So we knew that what we captured was something extremely special. And, you know, then again, and seeing the footage replayed, actually Nick, he was the one reviewing the footage at that time and going through all of our tapes. And I don't know, I think it was like 1 or 2 in the morning that he discovered that and, gave me a call, and he was just, you know, freaking out. And I went over there at that time and saw the footage and, We didn't know what to do at that time. I think we watched it. I think maybe 200 or 300 times until you know the sun started coming up. And yeah, we were just sitting there, literally just shaking and disbelief. And a lot of
and
the
again,
video,
just for people that know this now, where was that location? Again,
that was at the old Washoe Club in Virginia City, and like I said, that's going to be a location. In our ghost hunt as well.
Right, so you were in the... Nick had been in the room setting stuff up, doing an EVP sweep, whatever, and as he left the room within seconds, a figure very clearly walks through the room. And it's mm-hmm. an amazing spectral video. I mean, to see this phantom kind of walk through the room as always following Nick, that was incredible. But now, you know, I got to tell you, at first when you guys were doing the thing and you're walking down the hall and then you both started yelling and took off running, you know, a la Blair Witch stuff, I thought, oh, crap, is this thing going to go, going to go hype and psycho on me here? But then when they review that footage, my entire family, as we're watching this last night, our jaws just hit the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So let's explain for the people now that are listening, what happened when you went into this room?
The room at the Goldfield Hotel.
Right.
Well, we go down in the basement, and...
And we Goldfield should mention, too, yeah, the Goldfield Hotel is this hotel, this beautiful old hotel that's been trying to be renovated for years, right? But mm-hmm. workers won't stay there. There's always something weird going on. They're having a lot of trouble. So there's a lot of different equipment and boards, bricks, all that stuff in there for rebuilding the place, right?
Yeah, okay. And... You know, we're not the only ones that have seen stuff like this happen at the Goldfield Hotel. There's,
right.
We've later found out that there's a lot of people that worked on the hotel as it was being renovated where they've actually, a lot of those similar situations have occurred and they've done the same thing. They've pretty much ran out of there. The basement area, another thing, you know, going back to some of the psychics, a lot of them have come there from all over the world, and they've claimed that the seventh portal or the gateway of the spirit world is located in the basement.
How did you feel hearing something like that? I mean, that's a pretty big claim, and just as a skeptic and hearing all these fanciful tales that we're told all the time, Tim and I, about, oh, you guys have to come here. We've got the ninth gateway to hell in our basement, you know, right next to the septic tank.
Yeah. I'd like to know why they believe that. You know,
how do you know it's the seventh portal and not the sixth?
Yeah, exactly. Why isn't that the fourth, you know?
Exactly.
You know, there's questions that I would love to have answered as well, to see how they come up with that, you know, why. I did look into it a little bit further, and hey, are you guys a believer? Have you heard of things called ley lines?
Right, yeah. I am a believer in ley lines, right?
Yeah, I looked into...
And that's where geographically things come together. I mean, it's almost like there are ley lines that happen at Bermuda Triangle and some of the other major hotspots as well. I think Sedona's got quite a few of them, and that's why there's so much activity that go there.
Exactly, and that's what really got me is Sedona. And I know, you know, 100% a lot of stuff goes on over there because of some of the ley lines. And from what we were looked into, too, is that ley lines do run in through Goldfield and statingly, they say two of the ley lines intersect at Goldfield, and they state, you know, some of the people that do this analysis of ley lines and whatnot, they say when those ley lines intersect, there's a very high concentration of magnetic energy, and that's kind of a hot spot for spirits. So, being as is that related to why they believe, you know, that there is a portal there in the Goldfield Hotel, it possibly could be, but you know, being in that basement and when we were down there, we began to hear noises of things being thrown, and knowing that just Nick and I were down there and hearing those noises, that accelerated our emotions at that moment. And you know, when we were hearing those noises, we were getting a little bit freaked out and whatnot,
sure.
But we weren't going in the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. We were going towards it. This was good stuff that we were capturing on film. We were capturing the audio of it as well. And we heard, I believe, about three different loud noises down there. And, we began going towards those noises, and whether or not where those noises were coming from, in what exact location of the basement, when we went in the back room and we saw what we saw, you know, that validated that something was down there and didn't want us there. And, you know, it was kind of cool when we went back and showed the footage to Virginia, you know, who's been a caretaker at that hotel for 60 years.
Right.
You know, she had that guy, Jim Paulus, who was the old historian director of Goldfield, you know, watched that footage as well. And he said something that really, we must have been close to something, you know, and that something didn't want us in that space.
Now let's mention what the evidence was. As you're walking in this room and you're hearing the stuff, all of a sudden, like I said, there's flashing of cameras. You guys are hooting and hollering, and all of a sudden you take out like bats out of hell getting out of that room. And mm-hmm. It isn't until you review the footage that we see that a brick lifts itself up off the ground and throws itself across the room.
Mm-hmm.
There's no fishing line attached. There's nobody there. There's no pulley system. But this brick physically lifts up and zips across the room. And then boards go the opposite direction, right?
Yeah, what was really cool was we did not notice that board in the background levitating itself up towards that concrete wall.
Right.
And we originally put, you know, we presented the that scene, that evidence into the film as it was, as how, you know, and we did not mention that back board there, you know, levitating itself in the opposite direction. We didn't even notice it
right. Until
the video analysis guy actually contacted us, and he cleaned the footage up. And when we went back, he cleaned it up to where you can see that board levitate itself up towards that concrete wall at about the same exact time as the brick goes in the opposite direction. And then there's some other stuff, too, in the background that falls. So, you know, we didn't notice that at first.
No, that to me was amazing to see, and that you guys, you know, were able to show it a couple different times.
Mm-hmm.
To do that, Now, did you actually physically see, because I didn't get the sense, did you see the brick lift up and fly across the room? Is that what sent you guys running, or was it being in the room and hearing stuff and being in the room when you hear it that made you run?
Right. All that we remember is when we walked right into that room,
mm-hmm.
when I walked in there, it was almost like this invisible shield of just, I don't know, I can't put it into words, the feeling when we walked into that room. It was just really weird.
Was it a get the hell out feeling?
Yeah.
Or was it just this suffocating? Well, I think you said, is that the room you mentioned that it feels like you were walking through water?
Well, the whole basement was like that. There was this real heavy sense down there, like you're walking underwater. But when we went to that room, it was just like someone like can like hook up like I don't know, the battery cable things. Like they can clip on the battery cable things like to your nerves and just
you feel
like this electrical current go through your body. It was really, really strange. It's hard to put into words that feeling, and matched with what we saw at that moment. There was no other reaction but just to get the hell out of there, you know?
Sure. Well, yeah, and I don't think anybody will blame you after they see the footage themselves of, mm-hmm. well, first of all, just naturally, if a spirit's able to pick up a board and pick up a brick and fling them across the room, that kind of answers your question to, can ghosts hurt us?
Exactly, and that was the thought, you know? I mean, you know, are we going to get hurt? And I think there's a thing about going too far, you know? Everybody's, you know, oh, how brave are you? How far can we take this? You know, what would have happened if you would have stayed there? I ask myself that same question. Trust me, I ask myself that same question every single day. What would have happened if we would have stayed in that room? You know,
well, that's what we find out in Ghost Adventures too, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, I would. I have not been back to that hotel. Nick and I have not been back there since that. And there's just, I don't know, it's, we have to go back there. I would love to go back there, but it's something I think only Nick and I felt that we know, we just are unsure if we should go back there, if it's right.
Well, I'll tell you what I'd love to,
we have respect.
With the live events that we do, you know, I've had people mention that to us numerous times of checking that place out. So if we end up setting something up, I'd love to have you guys out there and show your special again and, you know, have you guys be a part of a ghost hunt out there. So let's keep that in mind.
We absolutely would love to.
Good. Well, Zach, we're going to take our second break here. We're going to be right back. Thank you very much for tuning into the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
It will keep you on the edge of your seat.
I must have drank me about 15 Dr. Peppers.
I got to pay.
Just don't get any on the floor. Hurry back. There is more to come from the Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
If you read Taps Paramag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd.
Could not go to work because Bigfoot stole my car.
And the creepy. Taps Paramag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology in the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at TapsParamag.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When Dave was a young boy, he once awoke to find himself staring directly into the eyes of a shadow person. Turns out it was just his life-size cardboard cutout of Donny Osmond.
Go away, little girl. Go away, little girl.
Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town.
Well, as usual, when you're having fun, time flies. We've only got one segment left with our guest, Zach Biggins, and he is from Ghost Adventures on the Sci-Fi Channel. We've been talking about the special that that they showed. It was a two-hour special. It said over 3 years of investigations that went into that special and some of the amazing footage that they were able to catch and get involved with. Now, let's ask, I mean, the question begs, Zach. I keep joking about Ghost Adventures too, but is there work? Are you guys working currently on more documentaries about the paranormal?
Yeah, there's going to be more. Right now, we are trying to plan to go like overseas and do some investigations there. You know, in the first film, Ghost Adventures, Nick and Aaron, you know, for them that was their first, you know, real experiences with the paranormal. You know, and they, just like how in my first experience, they really got hooked into this too. So
Was it Aaron planning. Was the one that during the investigation at the one point didn't even want to go back in the one building, right?
No. Who? Aaron?
Yeah.
No, yeah. He, after, you know, that was his digital recorder when we captured the EVP that we believe made out to, you know, is it the devil? And he's a bit of a faithful guy, and that really shook his nerves a bit. So, but I think with anybody, when they, you know, see the evidence and they have these experiences, there's no question, you just get hooked into this field. So we are planning on definitely more specials. Yeah.
Great. Now let's talk some about the event that you have planned coming up here. You've got some, aside from you guys being there, you've also got Janice Oberding, the paranormal researcher and author. You've also got EVP specialist Deb and Mark Constantino that are going to be with you there.
Right.
What all are you guys going to be investigating? How are you doing this? Let's tell people about it. And first of all, if they want to sign up and come to that event, tickets are very limited to the event. Where do they go get information on this?
What they do is just, like I said, go to our website, myspace.com/ghostadventures, and they need to send us a request for ticket info. We are kind of, you know, looking who's wanting to attend and stuff like that. So they do need to send us a message via our MySpace site, and we'll send them the ticket information. As far as the event
and what's
itself,
the cost on the ticket so that our listeners know that as well?
What's that?
What is the cost of the tickets?
We send that to them because we have different discounts.
Oh, okay.
For, like, we have a membership of our Ghost Adventures crew, GAC, so we're offering a discount for those members outside of our regular rate, too. But if they send us an email, we can send them the ticket prices and stuff like that. Now, the locations that we have, like I said, we have 8 locations, and it's October 12th. And October 13th. And October 12th, we're going to be doing our registration at Piper's Opera House at 8 p.m. on October 12th, which is a very cool place. And outside of Piper's Opera House, we have Mark Twain's Territorial Enterprise Museum. We have the Virginia City Cemetery, which was featured in Ghost Adventures, the Union Brewery Saloon, the Crystal Bar Saloon, is a Mark Twain bookstore, and the Miner's Cabin and the Yellow Jacket Mine, which is also seen in Ghost Adventures, as well as the Washoe Club.
Now, are these still working saloons? Are people going to be able to tip back the spirits to go look for spirits?
Yeah, I believe the Union Brewery and the Crystal, or the Union Brewery is still, I believe that's like the longest running saloon. It's like 150 some odd years. So, yeah, the Union Brewery Saloon is a really cool place. I've never been in there. And the owner of that place, she's been having a lot of paranormal occurrences happening to patrons of her bar. And she states that she has a very large basement where actually the old owners of the saloon back in the late 1800s and into the early 1900s during the Prohibition era, they would have a still of whiskey, and they would bury the whiskey in, underneath the floorboards in the basement. And during a lot of that concealment of the illegal alcohol, there was a lot of gunfights and stuff like that that took place in the saloon. I'd love to investigate further too. I just love all the history.
Sure.
With all these places. You know, that's something that we always really look into before we do investigations is the backstory and the history on these locations.
Now, so you're going to have quite a few different locations spread out throughout the city there that you're going to be able to investigate. How many people are you opening it up for?
We do have a limited number of tickets, and we're going to divide these groups. We're going to have groups because we're having so many locations, and these small groups. Groups should be about 10 to 15 people per group. So no more than like that number of people will be at a location at a time. And like I said, we're having so many locations that we're going to have like, you know, simultaneous investigations. We also have rented out a trolley that will transport people to the Virginia City Cemetery and to the Miner's Cabin and the Yellow Jacket Mine.
Oh, great. So it's going to be a nice, intimate kind of setting. People will be able to come in and do ghost investigations with you guys. They'll be able to be involved. And boy, if you haven't had a chance to hear some of the EVPs that Mark and Debbie have collected, they've got a real knack for being able to get some of the highest quality EVPs I've ever heard. So that ought to be really interesting to hear. Once you guys do the event, we'll have to have you guys come back on and do a little reveal with us and talk about some of the cool stuff you got.
Yeah, we would love to. And that's a thing that we're doing now is this is giving us the opportunity now to really network with other, you know, people in this industry, people that have been doing this for many, many, many years. And like Mark and Deb, Mark and Debbie, and how what they've brought to the EVP field and whatnot, you know. And so not only are we doing this to you know, investigate alongside of them, but we're also learning things from all these people too. And I think that's a very important thing in forming organizations. And you know, I just think we should all be one in this industry. We should all put everything together in as one and try and get to that next step of actually proving and getting scientists to actually prove that the ghosts do exist. And if we kind of combine forces and just get so much evidence from a lot of these different sources, a lot of these different people, I think we will be one step closer to doing that someday.
Yeah, that is kind of a strange dichotomy about this field is that there's something, you know, if we all pool together our resources and work together to show what we've learned, I think that we would be leaps and bounds ahead of where we are currently in the field of paranormal investigations. Mm-hmm. But as you'll find out if you haven't already, the infighting and debauchery that goes on in this field is insane. Everybody's out to find find their piece of glory. You know, like they're going to find the one place that's going to prove proof of the paranormal, and then the whole world's going to stand up and say, "Ah, it was Zach that proved to the world that this happened." And that's so sad. If we just put that past us and get to the point of let's just find it and prove it, then we all have that moment of satisfaction together.
Exactly. I can't agree with that more. I just you know, there is a lot of debauchery, like you said, that we've seen in this field, and I think it's sad that is in this field. I think we're all looking for the same thing, and I think we need to kind of join forces and do this thing together. And like I said, with evidence, you know, there's gonna be skeptics, There's going to be those people who are going to try and find, you know, flaws in the evidence and stuff like that. And at the same time, a lot of people are going to just, you know, they could be in this field for many, many years and not capture the caliber of evidence that, that is, you know, needed to try and get, you know, that one step closer to actually proving their existence. But if you take all that evidence and you put it together, then I think that's stronger than just, you know, one group's evidence or whatnot.
What is your advice for people? You know, I mean, shows like yours are really spurring people on to want to get out there and investigate. What's your advice for the novice investigator? What should they do and what shouldn't they do?
Well, I think, like, there's that big, like, definition of, like, oh, a professional ghost hunter, a professional investigator. I think that, you know, my advice to anybody that's wanting to get in and get in the paranormal industry and start investigating is just get a digital recorder, get an infrared camera. I mean, those are just the tools that we use, just really those two things. I think that if you were to, you know, start out, you know, get those two tools and go to investigations, go to locations that have reported hauntings, and you know, conduct your investigations. And I think once that you first see a digital camera as well, we use digital cameras. But once you see your first, you know, capture, your first capture of evidence,
it's like a drug, that, huh?
Yeah. I think that kind of breaks you into the field. You know, once you can motivate yourself that you are able to capture evidence, I think that's the stepping stone of your entry into this, you know, into this field.
Now, what are some of the pitfalls you would tell people to be careful of or leery of by getting involved in the paranormal?
Well, like you said, I guess some of the debauchery. Some of the downfalls is there are, the evil does exist out in this field, and we still only know a fraction of what I believe was, we only know a fraction of what's there. We know something's there, but we don't know why it's there. We don't know how it's there. We don't know how it gets there. And when you don't have answers to all those questions, you're dipping yourself into a whole other realm of something that we just don't know about. And it's sometimes, I think, can be dangerous, you know, flirting around things that we don't know. And if things out there have the ability to move things, if they have the ability to speak via EVPs, if they have the ability to make your bodies act in certain ways, it's obviously a very powerful force. So I think that going too far and sensing that there's something bad in front of you, there's something bad manipulating you, or you feel something bad, I think my advice would be to go away from that until we can find out further, you know, what this is.
How about age-wise? I mean, it seems that people from 10 years old to 60 are starting to get into this field. Do you think that, mentioning like you just did, that there is a dark side and there are malevolent forces at play, do you, what age do you think is a safe age for people that want to start getting involved in ghost hunting?
I think probably, I mean, you do have to put an age on it, because younger kids and stuff like that, I think that their minds just aren't that developed yet to understand really the precautions of what this field is. You know, I think, you know, like on our ghost hunt, we're trying to have people that are like 18 and over attend. Just because we know that this is something that you can get harmed, when we believe that, and it's just that it's something that you can get harmed, and there's evil there, and to deal with that, we think that, you know, you kind of need to be an adult to deal with that. You know, the small children and stuff like that, I think, is dangerous to put in certain situations. Obviously, you know, there's not evil spirits and entities at every location, but, you know, would I recommend some, you know, younger kids going down in the basement of the Goldfield Hotel? Absolutely not. Would I recommend anybody going downstairs in the Goldfield Hotel? Probably not.
Really? You're that worried about that place?
Well, I mean, I would love to, you know, go back there. I would not recommend it, but you know, just on my basis of spirits can have the ability to, I think, right. you know, move objects and possibly harm you, you know, I think that's kind of spoken for. But then again, it's that evidence that we need to capture.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. What do you do, if anything, to protect yourself before you go on an investigation?
There's nothing really that we do to, you know, protect ourselves to go on, you know.
No coating yourself in chicken blood or praying or.
No, okay. we don't do any of that stuff.
All right. So do you think that that's an important factor? Is that something that, you know, I mean, you said Aaron is the one that's more of a religious-based person, right? Is that something that going forward, now that you've got experience with malevolent forces that are able to throw bricks and boards, do you feel that you need to start watching out for yourself and protect yourself at these type of investigations?
No, not really, because after that experience, I'm ready to maybe face my fears. You know, I just like I said, for running out of that room, I still, like I said, I think every day what would have happened if I stayed in there, and actually I wish I would have. I'm just ready to face it because I don't like running away from something like that, you know. But at that moment, you know, that's just what happened.
Well, you guys, and you were actually locked in. They padlocked you into this building.
Right, right.
So there was, I thought that was cute. Yeah. You guys are like, well, we were padlocked in, so we crawled out through the fire escape on the second floor and got the hell out of there.
Right.
So that
right.
was, I think but that you know, speaks to most of us in this field that haven't had those kind of experiences, because that was something I could relate to. You'd have seen like that cartoon image of my perfect outline in the wall as I run through the wall if bricks and boards are being flung at me. So I can totally respect that. We got about a minute left. Again, let's tell people if they want to get in touch with you and they want to learn more about you and find out about the trips, how can they get in touch with you?
They just go to myspace.com/ghostadventures, and that's our site. You can message us if you want information on the ghost hunt. We have a blog set up there that we update about every week. We update it for, you know, new updates regarding the ghost hunt itself. And we will be having a DVD of the film come out soon. We are working on the release. Actually, I'm heading out tomorrow to try and get this thing finalized.
Right.
So that will be announced on
there. Will there be extras
well.
On it, DVD extras, maybe some of the other evidence that we didn't get to see on the two-hour version?
That's a very, very good idea. No, that's, yes, there will be some bonus features
awesome.
On there as well.
Great. Well, I can't thank you enough for joining us this evening, Zach, and spending some time with us. I wish you continued luck and success. I look forward to working with you as well on events in the future. And good luck with the repeated airings of the show.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for having me on.
Hey, it's our pleasure, Zach. And thank you all for tuning into the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as Tim and I did. We will be back again next week with a brand new show. Remember, you can join us every Sunday from 10 to midnight Central Time off of our live stream by going to darknessradio.com. Click on the listen button and join us. You can also join us in live chat where we'll take your questions during the live interviews. We'll also take your emailed questions in at tim@darknessradio.com or at dave@darknessradio.com. Thank you again for tuning in. We'll be back with you again next week. Thanks for listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.